I lived a fairly large chunk of my formative years in the dairy state of Wisconsin, so naturally I follow their politics, which is everything important to the dairylanders outside of the Green Bay Packers fishing and hunting. In recent years, the good folks of Wisconsin have gerrymandered their districts to such an algorithmically fine degree that now the GOP has gained full control of the legislature, the governor's office, and the judiciary, the whole shittery. The pigs are definitely at the trough, to use an agrarian phrase. Which may be why some lawmakers are hoping to change the license plate logo that now reads America's Dairyland. I'm not sure what they have in mind for a replacement. Maybe something along the lines of, let the rich rule. Every week or so, I come across some article in newspaper concerning my old homeland. This week, a buddy who is also an expat escapee sent me one concerning legislation to allow children of all ages to hunt deer. You know, if they had an adult monitor, of course. Maybe you never hunted with a kid in tow, some feisty fellow with a 30-30 he can barely lift up to his bony little shoulder, safety probably off, and excited as hell for the first opportunity to kill something bigger than himself. I have. Trust me, it's a horrifyingly frightening experience. So frightening, in fact, that I quit hunting in the woods of northern Wisconsin right then and there. I'd rather hunt Siberian tigers with a Bowie knife than hunt near a kid with an itchy trigger finger and no sense of firearm safety. I don't care if he has 15 adult monitors in the brush with him, all sporting NRA logos tattooed on their asses. He's going to shoot at anything that moves, more than likely. I've known people, adult people, who have inadvertently shot and killed their hunting partners. One shot his father, another shot a brother. The NRA will tell you guns don't kill people, and they're half right, but totally wrong. What is true is how it changed some lives forever. The father killer went crazy. The one who shot his brother couldn't live with the guilt and eventually killed himself. I'm not sure how many stupid deaths will result from grade school hunters, but if you think Wisconsin's GOP legislators aren't on top of this, consider the bill this weekend that seeks to ban abortions because abortions would reduce the future workforce of the state. You have to admire the problem-solving tenacity of these lawmakers. Given that admirable ability, allow me to offer a new license plate option to my favorite red state legislators. Kill a few, save a few. Compassionate conservatism still lives in Wisconsin.